shit for a long night.
What about a little cow, you know?
Shetland pony? Shetland.
You know, a little cow, you call it?
Heifer. She's a female.
What about when she's first born? She's a...
calf.
So you had a cow, and she's expecting a calf. Say she's about to what? She's about to...
about to deliver. She goes a little further along. She's dropped that calf pretty long there. I go through the field with my brother-in-law and my brother Octavia. He had about 175 cows, Jersey cows. He had freshmen and others coming along all the time. So he met about 60 or 70 at the time. I'd go down there and watch him. I never did see him deliver one of those calves. Sometimes they get in trouble, have a hard time delivering them. They learned their doctrine pretty well without a vet, you know. If they had one that couldn't do anything with, they'd go get a vet.
Yes.
Oh.
See, we talked about,
did
y'all ever use mules or anything like that?
We never did have a mule. That had a four-hour boy, used to fool with a lot.
What would you call two horses a mule working together? You'd have
probably call them a team. That would have team again, it could be two horses, it could be two mules, or it could be a mule and a horse.
Now, use the same thing for oxen.
Well, most of them that I saw in the oxen I used to see were all males. And of course, they were steers. Called a steer after the castrator. And they train them to pull a yoke. I've seen them, some of them pull a buggy or wagon. In North Florida, wasn't anything unusual to see a man driving a steer to town like a horse. Even back in 1925, I've seen several of them around Live Oaks, Madison. I don't know whether they run, I never did see them, you know, carrying any speed, they're walking. That oxen, they train them pretty well. They tell me they don't have much trouble with them. Yeah. Used to haul everything, haul armies on them.
You're talking about the horse. What do you call those things that you nail to the steed?
What, the horseshoes?
What part of the foot would you nail them to?
I nail them on the outside on the hoof where there wasn't any meat. Usually that hoof is tough like a fingernails or whatnot. Probably a half inch thick or an inch thick from it. According to what it is, the experienced man shoeing a horse, he knows just how far to put the nails in.
You ever play any games with those horseshoes?
Those horseshoes, yeah, we fix horseshoes. That's quite a game. There's a lot of art in it, too. If you get instruments, you can get just as instruments as nice. You can't shoot the tools, maybe more.
You were telling me the other day that any people around here raise sheep.
Well, a few. Down here at the ranch, I mean big ranches, raising bees.
No.
And they sell the meat. But they don't raise it to get the wool.
Well, they call it male sheep.
Well, the ram.
What about
the
female?
You.
I
was asking you a few minutes ago about some different kinds of food and things like that. What about
something maybe made out of apple or something like that, baked in a deep dish with a crust on top? What
would you call that? One of them used to call it apple dumplings. She used to make it for Dad. He loved it. I never did like it. He did. Every Sunday she made him apple dumplings. He came from up there in West Virginia. He just put the old round apple and baked it all together.